And now it's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area. It's Hollywood Connections. Now with your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on, ladies.
Well, thank you, Peter Blake, my producer, Yvonne's producer. How are you doing this evening, Peter?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Fabulous. Yvonne?
I'm doing wonderful.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in on their drive home or to the beaches. And, you know, we're super excited to have you with Hollywood Connections.
Yes, we are.
I know. So, Yvonne, we're going to talk. We're going to change our format. We're going to talk for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I like that.
Me too.
So, Yvonne, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good.
Good.
Yes, I'm doing very good, matter of fact.
We had a great production meeting last night, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did. Wonderful. I got a lot of ideas.
I know. And also, we had some major people that are joining forces with us in our production.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you like that dinner my husband made?
Delicious. He's a good cook.
I know. That's why I married him. I thought it was supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah, I thought so too. But after last night, I know it's not true.
I know. And I apologize for my dogs jumping all over you.
Oh, I enjoyed them. I'm a dog person.
I know.
Yes, I am. And they probably knew that.
They do. And you have a loving spirit.
Yes.
And she's beautiful. If you don't know my co-host, Yvonne Madison, everybody.
Miss Florida Diva, thank you.
That's right. She's my Miss Florida Diva.
Uh-huh.
And go to HollywoodConnections.biz and check her out. As my co-host, you'll see how gorgeous she is.
Thank you.
I know. And also, Ivy, we have you here. Now, you're going to swing that microphone around.
Yes.
I know. It's kind of like we're playing checkers today.
You know what? I was thinking about her today.
I was, too.
I really was. I told her when I saw her, I said, on my way coming to the studio, you were on my mind. And then I saw you. I was so excited.
Thank you so much.
I know. Let me introduce to you Ivy. All of you Clearwater Beacher goers, you go down to the beach and you're going, you know, you see all these great performers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you see but Ivy is the Michael Jackson impersonator. And you're all going, you're driving home. You're like, I've seen her. I've seen him. I've seen Michael. Ivy, say hi.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
I know. If you were here, actually, we have live feed on Facebook right now as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections on Facebook. And Peter, do we have some Michael Jackson music?
Get some.
I would love some.
You could always get some.
I know. Get some. I know. So
yes.
He's live on Facebook. I'm on live on Facebook. We're on Periscope. And Ivy's going to show you. You're gonna love this. I mean, what are we playing? Anything?
Yeah, it could be anything.
Any Michael Jackson music.
Yes.
There we go. So in the meantime, while we're doing this, we're going 2 hours, Yvonne.
I know.
You know, we have got some fun music. We've got the Gunther Coasters original from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
We have Carrie Brown.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know. And we have Deanna Brown, James Brown's daughter, a good friend of mine calling in.
Oh, good.
About 7:40. We even have an author calling in. She's got a retreat to Las Vegas.
Well, I'm going to Las Vegas.
Well, she's got one. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to back up.
Mm-hmm.
We have one going to Jamaica.
Oh.
I was distracted because I have my cute little reporter here.
Yes. Oh, there he is.
Kelvin. I know. In the meantime, let's hit that music. Let's hear some Michael Jackson on your drive home. And watch us on Facebook. Watch him perform Michael Jackson.
Stand by.
Okay. We'll stand by.
Can you check that Facebook and see if we're still on?
Yeah, I saw you guys on.
Oh, really? Thank you.
I can at least put it.
Go ahead and keep on going. We're having some technical difficulties.
Oh,
there.
Boy.
That happens, Yvonne, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we appreciate that. You know, people ask me what Hollywood Connections is all about. And I have a little tape that we're going to roll shortly after Michael Jackson. I'm going to pop back to Studio B back there. But I do want to give a shout out. Everybody on this talk show circuit that we have, we give each other kudos. You know,
yes.
I want to say Shock in his show, Power 106. I brought him to the station and I said, you need your own show. You know, you got Jim Hsu that has a great show on Saturday that I just adore his music on the sailboat. And
there it is. I hear Michael.
Michael.
I hear Michael in the background.
Did you get it? Keep dancing. You're on. Just keep going. You're not on video.
All right.
Hey.
All right, Michael. All right. A smooth criminal. Yes, thank you, Ivory.
Yes, yes, thank you, Ivy.
Yes. And you know what? That makes me feel good just to hear Michael Jackson.
Doesn't it make you
yes,
want to
yes, because
like
I love him.
Rollerblade?
Yes.
So anyways, actually, you know what, Peter? We have some major promoters that I am helping promote an event that we're a part of. Are you there, Peter?
Right now, yes.
I mm-hmm. know. So they're here at the station. We're going to bring them in. They're going to talk to you about some things with Wayne Wonder. And this event is coming up at Whiskey Joe's on August 7th at 6 p.m.
That's on Del Mabry somewhere, right?
Actually, off the Causeway.
Oh, the Causeway. Oh.
You know, when you're going past the Causeway, like you're going into Tampa, which is pretty cool. We're excited. Let's bring those promoters in because we've got about 15 minutes with them. And we're really good. In the meantime, Peter, yes. can I tell everybody what happened real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
We're having a little difficulty. You remember Back to the Future movie?
Yes, I do.
I think I've watched it too many times.
I think we're in the future now.
Well, you know when the lightning struck the clock tower?
Right.
Well, we actually had lightning strike here.
Oh,
so we
tell.
Usually have 6 phone lines going. We have 1. And so we're kind of doing this like I'm driving backwards because my producer, my wonderful producer is in Studio B.
Yes.
I can't see him because we actually have, you know, everybody on Facebook can see my gorgeous Aruba backdrop.
Oh, yes.
I know. So we're texting things through Facebook here.
But you know, we are the lightning capital of the world.
I know.
And one day with so much lightning out there, I was afraid to get out of my car. And that's the truth.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. true. And, you know, I also, while we're on the air, I want to talk about, you know, fun things to do. People are driving. They're like, you know, I've got my kids coming in town. I got my relatives coming mm-hmm. in town. I'm single. I've got, you know, the kids are split up. They're coming in town.
Okay.
And Splash Harbor. Mm. Splash Harbor is at Indian Rocks Beach at the Holiday Inn. You got to go there. I'm addicted.
Oh, okay.
I want to tell you, I get in that inner tube. I'm floating down that lazy river. We're going to go, Yvonne.
Okay.
We're going to go float, and it's wonderful. And I want to thank everybody over at Splash Harbor.
Yes.
Because it's so cool. Have you been there, Ivy?
No, I haven't.
I know. You're down at Clearwater Beach performing all the time.
Yes.
I know. I'm with you.
What days? What days are you out there?
Thursdays through Sunday.
Oh, boy, I got to come out there.
I agree. We're going to do that. We're working with them
work
very
day
closely.
And night.
Oh, you're working day and night. Yes.
Yep. I know. And, you know, in the meantime, you know, I'm going to send something over to Peter here. We want to thank Ardell Pizza in Orlando.
Okay.
And we're going to play something, you know, from Mike and Molly, his brother's one of the actors.
Oh, right.
I know. And mm-hmm. he gave me a good shout out. Hey, Peter, do we have that Vivica Fox interview real quick and then go to William Sattler?
Let me get it up here, and then we'll be in business.
Fine. Sounds good. I'm going to get my guest all situated here. We're going to talk about this amazing Caribbean concert, because you know I'm a Caribbean gal by heart.
Yes, you are.
So in the meantime, while Peter's putting the William Sattler interview up, you okay. all know him. We were at our convention in Orlando, and he's mm-hmm. going to be calling in soon. And Peter, how are we doing back there? Thank you for your patience today. I feel like a flight attendant. We'll be landing shortly.
Okay.
Do you know why they say that? We'll hopefully be landing shortly.
We'll hopefully be landing shortly.
Because we're going to get you there. So I'm super excited. Are we there, Peter?
We are. We're
right,
good to go.
Play that interview with Will and Sattler. We'll be right back. Enjoy an interview I just did. We're going to get our guest all situated.
Well, I thought you wanted the Vivica first. Do you want the Vivica?
Let's go Vivica and then William.
Okay. And do I know one of the promoters?
Good to go. Hold on.
I think
you're here because I know you. My fans. So I'm here participating in MegaCon, signing autographs, taking pictures, doing interviews. And the beautiful thing is that I'm here also to promote. I've got Independence Day Resurgence, which is going to be dropping in 3.5 weeks. Love that she picked up the pictures with the boobs. But hey, why not? I'm no longer a stripper. My character has evolved since I was with Will Smith years ago, and now she is a hospital administrator. Independence Day Resurgence will be dropping in 3.5 weeks.
A lot of people know, because we'd like to have you call on the radio show. How did you get your first big break?
I was discovered by a gentleman by the name of Trevor Walton. Trevor Walton was a producer at Paramount Studios. He got me an audition, and at Paramount, I didn't get the part, but he got me my agent, and I've been working now for close to 3 decades.
That's awesome. And also, and your website, your Facebook, your Twitter, do you actually read your own, or do you have your publicist read that?
No, I take care of all my Twitter, my Instagram, and all that good stuff. I'm very hands-on.
Can you give everybody that information?
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, at Ms. Vivica Fox, and on Instagram, at MSV Fox. Thanks for the love and support, you guys. And come on down to MegaCon in Orlando. We're here till Sunday.
Awesome, too. I have one more. We have a lot of film directors, major film directors. Where do they get in touch with you if they want you in their next film?
If you want to find out, please, more information about myself, please go to VivicaFox.com. Click on my contact page and you will see the list of my agents and my representation.
I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio on Wednesdays from 6 to 7. I am super excited to be sitting here with this amazing man, and I'll tell you, it means a lot from my heart because my first interview was Michael Clark Duncan, and that's on YouTube, and I'll send that to you as well. And you are here at this amazing event, and you've been in some of our favorite movies as well as Green Mile. I can't even tell you, I mean, tell everybody who you are.
I'm William Sadler, actor guy. From
every movie.
every movie that was made. In the
Bill and Ted's Adventure.
Bogus Journey.
Bogus Journey. That's right.
And The Shawshank Redemption.
That was an amazing film.
And Die Hard 2 and right. Iron Man 3. And
well, you know, a lot of people ask, do you remember your first break, when you first got your break?
The very first... I did an episode. I came in and auditioned for the very, very, very first episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Okay.
Right? And it was a character named Talbot.
Okay.
And what I auditioned for was the guy at the end of the TV show. It's a little half-hour TV show. The guy at the end who comes in and arrests him. It says, Mr. Talbot, you're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. I did the audition, and I turned to the casting woman and I said, what's up with the role of Talbot? The killer, he's an executioner who gets laid off and goes on a rampage killing people on his own. And she said, oh, we're going to get someone famous for that. We're going to, John Malkovich or, you know, Kurt Russell or someone. And I said, oh, and I left. I got halfway across the parking lot and this casting woman, Karen Ray was her name, leaned out the window and said, Bill, come back. And she handed me the pages, the sides, said, come back on Monday, I'll put you on tape. I came back on Monday, they put me on tape. I got the job of Talbot. Walter Hill was the director, but the other three producers were Joel Silver, Dick Donner, and Robert Zemeckis.
Okay.
Right? I went on to do movies with all of those people. Die Hard 2 was the next thing that Joel Silver did. One of the writers on Tales from the Crypt was Frank Darabont, who then cast me in The Shawshank Redemption and The Mist and The Green Mile.
Did you have an agent at that time, or did you do it yourself, or who was your agent? I'm going to back up as well. How did you get your first agent?
Oh, Jesus. Now we're going back.
Reason for, because a lot of people, you know, film directors take them from casting directors and some don't have them. And of course, you do have to have one to get those big roles as well.
How's that going back there?
I miss you, Peter.
I feel like I'm driving like backseat. I can't even see my producer.
I know.
But it's okay. He's doing a fabulous job. Now, Peter, we're going to have Wayne Wonder call in. Is that correct?
No, he's not calling.
He's not calling in.
He flew out today.
Oh, I gotcha. So let me introduce to you. You are. Say hi to the world.
Hi, my name is DJ Kirky C.
Yes, and you're here to promote Wayne Wonder's beach party.
Yes, the beach party, August 7th, Whiskey Joe's Beach. And that's it. It's going to be crazy.
I know. We're super excited about that. Now, everybody, you know, knows Wayne Wonder, right?
Of course.
I know. Tell them if they're singing, going, I know that name, like my name. They go, I think I know Dawn's name. We're going to play some of his music.
Well, that song playing now, that's one of his Billboard hits.
All right. Let's hear that, Peter. We're ready to rock and roll.
Got somebody. She is a beauty.
Are we back, Peter?
Yes.
We're back.
Thank you. Yes. Don't you love that music, Peter?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
My favorite music in the world. You know, a lot of people, we're going to have a gentleman calling in from Las Vegas pretty soon, and we have Carrie Brown that works the assistant with Sherry Gordy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people want to know, how did you become a promoter?
Promoter?
Are you a promoter also?
Well, I'm a promoter also.
Because I see Rudy back there. I know he's a big promoter.
He's the biggest promoter.
Yes.
But he's shy.
Oh. Oh boy,
he's handsomely shy.
Yes.
I mean, I've been in the game for at least 30 years.
Really? And, you don't even look 30.
Oh, thank you.
I'm serious.
I've been playing music for a long time, and a lot of clubs in Tampa, a lot of shows all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's my life.
You know, a lot of people ask because, and I'm glad you're here as well, Rudy. People want to know because this concert is so amazing. We have some ticket giveaways. And I want you to write me at drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. We're going to help you get connected if you have a letter that you want a break. Why do you work so hard? Do you have a cubicle office and you need a beach break?
Yes.
Tell me why you want to win. You want to win these tickets to this event that we're going to be at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com or hollywoodconnections.biz. We're going to announce the winners next week.
Okay, I want to ask some questions.
Okay.
August the 7th is the only day you'll be doing this?
Yes.
Okay. That's what mainly what I wanted to say.
Okay.
And Wayne Wanda, who else is going to be on the bill?
Wayne Wanda is the only artist.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be like a lot of DJs, like 5 or 6 different DJs.
Like a battle of DJs?
No battle, just playing different music from the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, because I see is this from Jamaica and Trinidad?
Well, it's Jamaican Trinidad Independence.
Oh, it is.
Right, so it's
Jamaica, so it's a celebration of
celebration
that.
Celebration of our independence.
Uh-huh.
And we brought Rain and Wonder as a special guest.
Oh, wonderful. And tell me, what time does it start?
So at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And it's over at 12.
Oh, wonderful.
So what ages are you expecting? All families, everybody?
Well, your families, anybody can come.
Well, you awesome. Say right on the beach?
It's on the beach.
Okay.
Outdoors.
So how do you have the tickets? I mean, how do you keep other people from coming in?
Oh, no, it has entrance. And
oh, it has like an entrance
to
the place?
To the beach, yes.
Oh, interesting.
It's a very nice venue. Uh-huh. Joe's, very nice venue.
Oh, I know. I talked to Chris over there.
Before.
Yeah, we want to give a shout out.
Okay.
They have great food.
Excellent food.
I know. What's your favorite? Have you been over there?
Honestly, I'd keep it simple. The wings.
There you go. I gotcha.
Yes.
I gotcha. So let me ask you, is there anything else you want to talk about with this event? Tell me, you know, with Wayne Wonder, what are your plans with him in the next year as well, Rudy?
Well, Wayne Wonder's on tour, I mean, all over the world. Right now, he took a flight to Tobago. That's why he wouldn't be able to call in because he's on a plane right now.
Mm-hmm.
But Wayne Wonder's a very popular artist. I mean, he's a veteran artist in Jamaica. He's one of the top 5 singers out of Jamaica.
Okay.
So we're kind of privileged and honored to have him come celebrate our independence with us here in Tampa.
Now, talk about what independence means. And we had our own 4th of July.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, explain that because people were like, "What? We just had the 4th of July. This is a whole different story."
Right.
No, this is independence from Jamaica. Yes,
right.
Jamaica.
Right.
They got independence from where?
From British, from Britain.
Britain.
1962.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So and what about Trinidad, too?
Trinidad, I'm not sure. You know the date is of Trinidad, Rudy? Oh.
It's probably a few years after Jamaica. A few
years afterwards,
right.
Okay.
So but they're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So we just brought the two countries together.
That's nice.
And keep it a celebration.
I like that. I really do. Good.
And that's what it's about.
And yeah, that's a good question.
What was it?
What was the question? Oh yeah, all the other Caribbeans. Haiti. You see, we have a DJ from Haiti.
Oh, they're all contributing.
That's the Haitian flag. So the whole entire Caribbean is coming through to party and celebrate.
Are you from Haiti, Rudy? Are you Haitian? Yes.
Well, you know what? I worked for a Haitian station, WPBR Radio, in West Palm Beach, Helen Douglas.
Oh.
And mm-hmm. Helen and I, that's where I got my start in radio. But what's really cool is I have a lady calling in about 20 minutes or 15 minutes from Jamaica. She's doing a retreat.
Wow.
She wrote a book. So it's going to be a really cool day today.
Right.
And I thank everybody for being patient with our phone systems and, you know, our clock tower being struck by lightning. I think I should get Doc here and Michael.
But look, Dawn, Rudy just gave me this. They're going to have some type of a cruise.
It's a Caribbean cruise.
A Caribbean cruise.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yes.
When? I want to go.
March in 2017.
It's February 27th to March 3rd, 2017. It's on the Norwegian Pearl.
Oh, we're going.
And it departs from Miami.
Rudy, are you
going to
be there? Are you going?
And Wayne Wonder is going to be there. See, Wayne Wonder is there also.
Okay.
And
oh, I see. No,
Barry
I know Shabarang.
You know Shabarang?
Oh, yes.
Barry Salmon. I mean,
he's old school.
He's old school for us. Third world.
Uh-huh.
So now, what do they need to do to go on this cruise?
Fabulous.
Your website?
Oh, look at it. It's February the 27th to March the 3rd.
And how much is this cruise, and where do they need to call?
They have to go to the website, right?
Or the 800 number.
Or the 100 number, yeah. 100-225-8757. It's on the back.
Okay, yes.
And they'll have all the information.
Oh, perfect.
Beautiful.
Well, you know, with this cruise, how many days is it?
27.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great price. I mean, I...
5 days, 4 nights, yes.
Actually, you know what? That's when we got married in February. So I think that's going to be our anniversary getaway. But you, how about passports?
Yes.
You got to have a passport.
Got to have your passport.
Yeah.
So if you want to go on this cruise, start getting ready.
Get ready.
And get your passport.
It departs from Miami to Old Cherias, Jamaica.
Oh, this sounds good.
It's amazing.
Right. Peter, are you there?
You know what, Rudy? You're just like a backseat driver.
I'm here.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, can we play that music real quick? I'm going to jump back to the studio B and talk to you real quick.
Yeah, what music would you like to play? Let's
go play Wayne Wonder again real quick.
Yes. Okay. All right. Hold on a minute.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Stand by.
And you guys keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, for all the listeners, remember, August 7th on the beach, Whiskey Joe's Beach, Jamaican Trinidad Independence. With Wayne Wonder, August 7th.
Okay, and lots of other artists are going to be there too.
Other DJs.
And, a lot of other Caribbean countries are coming out to help celebrate this independence.
Exactly.
And to support it.
Of course.
Yes.
And here's another Wayne Wonder song for those not familiar with Wayne Wonder song.
That was beautiful.
Where do you get you on our sailboat?
All right, we're coming back, ladies. We got the guest of honor here, Lionel, on the line here. Are you ready to have him or what?
Oh, yes. Is he on the line? I was going to get him on my phone.
He is. He's on the line.
Sounds great. Hey, Lionel, how are you? Are you there? Peter?
Yeah, stand by.
Okay.
I just want to ask you a question, DJ.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have anything to do with the recording of this? Of those songs?
No. I'm his DJ. I'm his tour DJ.
Oh, tour DJ. Yeah, you the one on live?
Right.
Yes. Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
But I mean, he has a lot of songs, but that particular one is a classic.
Okay.
Saddest Day of My Life. A lot of people are familiar
with that. I think I even heard that before. Yes, it's Saddest Day of My Life.
Exactly. It's a, very, it's a classic song. Oh, sorry.
You know what's interesting? I'm going to call him back here real quick. But, you know, I found out one of my high school friends that I used to hang out at their house. They're actually brothers, one of the biggest promoters out there as well.
In Jamaica?
No, actually, this is in Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm a Wisconsin gal by heart, and I don't have my headsets on because Ivy's helping me with it. You all should be in the studio because it actually is a comedy moment. No, but we're super excited about Wayne Wonder, I'll tell you. We're really excited. And in the meantime, you know, what about other artists? Do you promote other artists?
Yeah, I work with a lot of other artists. We bring a lot of artists to town. You know, Rudy's one of the biggest promoters.
Yes, I know Rudy real well.
Rudy brings all types of acts to Tampa.
Yes, so he does.
Work with a lot
and
of
he's been doing it for years.
Years. I've been in Tampa a while.
Ever since then. I know about him since the 90s.
There you go. He's the man when it comes to bringing these acts to town. So, yeah. But it's always someone coming through. And especially this cruise. This is the granddaddy of them all.
Oh, this sounds fabulous. Okay. Queen of Africa. It's going to come be on the cruise. Shabba Ranks.
Everybody
and Wayne Wonder, he's going to be there
exactly.
too.
Exactly, Wayne Wonder is there also.
Okay.
Yes, hold on, we're having problems. You're on the air, hold on. So what I have, I'm doing something different. This is Lionel. Peter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Lionel's here. And Peter, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm trying to get him on air.
I got him on my phone. In the meantime, let's go to What's Days in Vegas song, and I want to get Lionel on with us just for a minute. Are you ready?
No, let me get loaded up here.
Okay, he's loading it up. So in the meantime, I don't know if you all can hear Lionel on my phone. Lionel, say hi to the world.
Hi, world. This is Lionel Lee coming to you all the way from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas.
I want to thank you so much for being patient with our, you know, clock tower strike with the lightning here and one phone line, but we have six. And Tan Talk Radio is such a unique and a wonderful station. I have a promoter here I want you to say hi to, and say hi to Lionel. He's with the original Gunther Coasters. Say hi there.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Kirk.
Hi, how are you today?
My name is DJ Kirk, you see, and I'm from Tampa, Florida, and it's hot.
Oh, say that again.
I love that. Well,
it might not be as hot as the desert, but it's hot.
Yes, it's very hot here.
So in the meantime, this is another promoter. We're working with Wayne Wonder, and we're really excited. Now, would you ever work with the original Gunther Coasters? Would you be interested?
Of course. We can make deals when the interview's over.
Did you hear that? We love that. Did you hear that, Lionel?
Well, you know what? I think that's what it's about. Networking,
yes.
Put people together with good music for good purposes, and that is to make people feel good.
Because music is universal,
exactly.
So all different types of music tell stories of all the people. It's very wonderful.
Well, and that's what Hollywood Connections is all about. You know, people want to hear. Are we ready, Peter, for his music?
Yes, we are.
Let's play it. Let's say, let's go to Vegas.
Okay, I'll be there on the 21st.
What happens in Vegas gets emailed.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Do you have a story from Las Vegas, anybody? We don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Lionel, hold on. Hold on. I want you to say hi to Lionel. Just talk to him. I want you to connect with him. Stand by. Next week, everything will be normal.
Let me say hello to Lionel.
All right, we're coming back.
Oh, he's coming back.
Okay. Actually, hi, we're back, and we're going to say hi. I know everybody is being patient. We're going for another hour here, and Peter's wonderful. Peter, I owe you a drink after the show.
I think I'm going to need one.
I think we do.
I think we gonna need, everybody's going to need one after the show.
Need a shot right in the head.
Anyways, here we have Lionel's on the phone. We're going to go, and I'm going to call Carrie Brown from Las Vegas. She's got a major artist as well. I want you to stay here if you don't mind for a few more minutes.
Yeah.
But let's play Lionel's other song. Can we get that one? The James Brown. You know, I used to work for the late James Brown.
You did?
I did. I was his entertainment reporter.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you
so
were.
So let's go to Lionel's song. I'll be right back. Lionel, hold on.
Oh, I will. Hi, Carrie.
Oh, Carrie's not on because we have one line today. But she's trying to call me, and I see that. But Peter, are we ready for his other song?
There you go. I hear it.
Let's go. This is dedicated to Deanna Brown. She's going to be calling in the next hour, James Brown's daughter. Good for...
All right. Welcome back to Hollywood Connections with your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
Yes. Yes. And I love the song, Lionel. I love a part about the cornbread and the collard greens and about James Brown. I loved all of it.
All right. Lionel, did you hear that? You want to say something to the world? We're going to go back and get our other guests. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And once again, you listen to Lionel Z. Pope of the original Cornell Duncan's Toasters, and I'm representing Mr. Charlie Duncan. And Charlie Duncan was there when I got in the group. I've been there 25 years, and we want to send a shout out to Zita Gardner down in St. Lucie, Florida, who's the widow of the late, great Mr. Carl Gardner. And Charlie wrote a book. The name of the book is The Life and Legend of Cornell Duncan's Coasters.
Oh, the Coasters.
And once again, hit me up on Facebook. We got some great shows. We're doing group shows all over the country. And I hope you like my James Brown tribute song, because what I want to do with that song, I want to take the benefit of those song, of that song, the royalties for that song, and send kids to school in James Brown's name.
So oh, wonderful.
Like that, awesome about that. Promoters, Cornell Duncan's Coasters, we're turning it out, packing the house, and where we go. And once again, Dawn Reese, Tampa, Florida. Nothing can stop you, not even lightning.
Oh, good. Not even lightning. That's good.
I got you. You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're going to come back, and Lina will be back with you next week live on the internet. And Peter, are you there?
I'm here, Dawn.
Do you have some of my Caribbean music that I sent over from Fool's Gold?
Yeah, yes, I do. Of course I do.
Let's play some of that while I rearrange and get my next guest on the line.
Good to go.
All right. My favorite movie, Fool's Gold.
Oh, yeah?
Hold on. Drive carefully and chill.
Silver and gold, I have not to give to you. Material things, I have not to give to you. Money and sweets, I have not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this our love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dream, dreamland. Love and I, love and I, love and I, love and I. Oh yeah, what love got to give, let it get to give, yeah. Love can break your heart, love can mend your life. All you got to do, baby, try and love your again. Love and affection. Love and affection. Gimme, 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 gimme love affection. Come on, gimme, 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 gimme love and affection. There will be no confusion. No temptation, no segregation, but there'll be solution. All I got for you, all I got for you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection, love and affection. All I got for you, all I have for you. All I got for you, all I got for you, baby. Love and affection. 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 Love and affection.
All right, welcome back to Hollywood Connections with your host Dawn Reese and Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. How are you guys doing?
Hold on.
Quincy, you want to know?
Okay, it's going to be the next hour.
We're doing technical meeting right now, production meeting on Hollywood Connections.
Okay, Peter, are you there?
I'm here. I'm talking to you right now.
Sounds great. Now, I have Carrie Brown from Las Vegas, Nevada, and her amazing artists. They're being very patient because we're putting them on my phone, and I'm going to put the phone to the microphone, which has been pretty good so far. It's working. Do you have that song, Losing You?
Let me look for it here.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to put them on in a second, and I want you're okay. And thank you, Rudy, and for the Wayne Wonder, and we're really excited. Carrie, are you there, Carrie?
I'm here.
Say hi to the world and introduce your artist.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Carrie Brown, and I'm here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have with me today, his name is William Jordan, but William Jordan is actually one of Sherry Booty Presents singers. He sings with us at Sherry Booty Presents Take the Stage here in Las Vegas, but he also does other entertaining jobs with different groups all over.
Very cool. So, Peter, are you ready to rock and roll with that song real quick while I have him on hold? My engineer that's in the back seat back there. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm looking for the song here. I can't find it.
Okay, hold on a second. So in the meantime, here's what we're going to do. Can you hold on for a second and talk to Carrie? Can you talk to Carrie and his artist and say hello? I'll be right back. Here, I'm going to pass it over here. Hold on, Carrie. Yvonne, talk to Carrie. All right, ask him about where he's performing. No, you're going to go like this. Right here.
Oh.
Right there. Okay, help me here.
Okay, Carrie. I've never gone through this in my life. Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
This is Yvonne. This is the co-host for Hollywood Connections. How are you today?
Yvonne, how are you?
I'm doing good today. Who's your artist today?
His name is William Jordan.
Okay. Hello. Hi, William. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. We have a little technical problems here because our tower got lightning struck our tower, and so it's been very hectic in this studio. But anyway, what do you have for us today?
Well, I have a song called Losing You. I co-wrote it with some guys I used to sing with called Serenade.
Okay.
It's a ballad. It's a slow song, but I love the song. It's a very emotional song. I remember recording it. It was very, very emotional recording it since the song.
It's your song. Did you wrote the song?
I co-wrote it.
Okay. What inspired you to write it?
Everything. The other engineer apparently put everything there.
Just relationships.
It's always organized. They can't find
someone. Mm-hmm. In a way it affects you and how.
Yes. Do you have the song? Losing You? Excuse me, Don.
He's working on it right now. Like I said, Carrie, I am so sorry. I'm really trying to work hard on this. And Peter, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still trying to find it here, so we're just having some technical difficulties.
All right, text me your email on my Facebook real quick, Peter, and I'm going to do that. And in the meantime, let's go back to another Caribbean song. Carrie, hold on the line, please, with your artist. We'll be right back.
Okay, yes.
Peter, just throw some more Fool's Gold on. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We're going to actually go to the top of the hour here, and then we'll come back, all right?
It's been a party.
Going to the top of the hour here, all right?
I've been partying in here. Thank you so much for
being patient.
Hey, Denise. Tell me about
100% convinced that Hillary Clinton can be a great president.
That was Mr. Obama on NBC's Today. He's labeled Clinton the most